Those stranded guests rejoin the cruise ship. Four cruise ships sold in an auction, and a Carnival ship heads back to the U.S. Cruise News Today starts now.
From the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, April 3rd. As a follow-up to yesterday's top story, eight cruise passengers were finally able to rejoin the Norwegian cruise ship Norwegian Dawn on Tuesday afternoon when the ship docked in Senegal over in Africa. This follows the one ill passenger that made her way previously back to the United States. Norwegian said that they would reimburse the stranded passengers for their travel from Gambia to Senegal, but that the late passengers will be on the hook for other travel expenses they incurred since March 27th. Now, this incident stemmed from a group of guests taking an excursion on their own and not making it back to the ship on time, and the ship did not wait because, well, why should they? Norwegian stressed in a statement, "While this is a very unfortunate situation, guests are responsible for ensuring they return to the ship at the published time, which is communicated broadly over the ship's intercom, in the daily communication, and posted just before exiting the vessel." And American Cruise Lines has acquired four river ships from American Queen Voyages after their bankruptcy. Now, these are the ships that they got: the American Queen for $2.15 million, the American Empress for $1.6 million, the American Countess for $1.6 million, and the American Duchess for $200,000. This, alongside trademarks, website domains, and some business filings, totaled $6.2 million. And after finishing her second season in Australia, the Carmen Luminosa is now on her way back to the U.S. This will be after a 31-night repositioning cruise from Brisbane to Seattle. Luminosa made history as the first Carnival ship to sail from Brisbane in 2022 and just wrapped up a 169-day season that started in October of 23. She now heads to Seattle for Southeast Alaska cruises before heading back down under. This past season, she covered more than 42,000 nautical miles. And cruise line stocks were down on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation down 4.8%, 15.48. Royal Caribbean down 2.2%, 137.45. And Norwegian down 8%, 19.26. If you have a lead on a story, drop us a line, tips@cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Wednesday.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.